Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3-0!
We're back.
If you don't think we're back, then you must not have been listening to that shit that just happened.
I guess Gizmo, we're back.
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
What? Oh, Gizmo.
Gizmo, the gremlin.
Is that, wait,
you
what?
Don't sound like him.
I don't know. What does a gremlin sound like? It's well, been so long since I've seen him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, but what, when you feed them, what do they sound like after
Tony
that?
Tony Randall.
Oh, hello.
Or there's
that was my
lips.
Initial attempt at a Tony Randall impression.
There was a woman with the lips, very sexy.
She was hot.
Oh, that was, can Ooh. You imagine that gremlin slobbing on your knob, Lauren?
Oh, I could.
I mean, can you stop teeth? Imagining it for 2 seconds?
Welcome back to the show. Sharp. This is Threedom. I'm Scott.
I'm Paul.
I'm Lauren.
That's all the Threedoms.
That's check, check, and check.
Really
present,
quick,
present, and present.
I think we should say that we received a great gift.
Okay.
And the person even went above and beyond by getting the Amazon gift wrap, which costs
$5.
Whoa! So that's right. We don't need to do that if you're going to send us something, but it was cool.
But it would be nice. I mean, if you're going to send us something.
It added a little gravitas.
Why scrimp on the gift wrap?
You're going to send us something. Why scrimp on the gift wrap?
I have a question, and you can answer this in Twitter. Do misophonia people hate crinkling of bags?
Misophony!
Oh, misophony! Oh, misophony!
Okay, well, we were sent spanking pens.
Oh, yes.
They are pens.
I'm going to get a picture of each one.
With attitude.
They have little hands
right,
on the
so
end.
They're different styles.
Well, hold on. Let me unwrap them.
Yeah, you should.
Right into the microphone.
Help. There's no way not to.
Why are you unwrapping? You don't have to unwrap every single one.
Every
you?
Style.
There's every style to get a good picture, Scott. See.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Necessary.
These are, and they are actually pens. I can, I
yes,
don't see
are.
The
they
writing implement part of it.
Because it's hidden within the fat base.
Ooh, fat base.
Okay, Lauren's taking a picture. Thank you to whomever sent us those. I'm sure Lauren has the info.
It's at a spanking fan or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, fan of spanking. If fans of spanking have found our podcast, they don't even like us.
Yeah, probably a parent.
I'm a spanking fan.
Also, we want to say Shevin is back. He's over here. Anyway, hello.
Shevin is back.
Hi, Shevin.
You
can
blame it all on him.
Wait, okay, have we taken care of all of the business?
Yeah.
Lauren is also back. Lauren has been away for a while.
I'm
I know.
Back.
We I know
miss
this is our
you.
Third.
Thank you.
This is our third episode back, but we have not seen.
Between.
Yeah, we have not seen Lauren since our last episode for a long time.
Yeah,
it's good to see you.
Thanks.
Did you miss us at all?
You know, no.
You were in
I was
the
busy in Hawaii,
beautiful land of Hawaii.
I was. I will say, I was so busy that it made it hard for me to get homesick or feel like I wanted to get out of there.
Were you in? Right. A hotel room?
Yes.
Or a house?
Hotels, but we moved like three
Were you
times.
In a hotel room in a house?
No, it was a hotel room in
Were
a
you
hotel.
In a house, in a little tiny house that was built inside of a hotel room?
Basically.
Were
that's
you
what a hotel room
in
is.
A whale's belly?
Save it for the game. but it was really fun.
Yes,
so really? So you want us to save this for the game?
Yeah, but I
want
to save
it. And then you want to end the conversation by just saying, it was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was one of my favorite experiences.
What?
Wow.
Oh, I just had a great time. It was very challenging for me as an actor in a good way. I feel like I got to really be myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fun. You know, of course, there's no predicting what happens next, which is something I've really learned about movies.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, that just you don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Yeah.
And I definitely had the experience of having a lot of fun and then something being bad, but I'm really, yeah, everyone hates this, but I'm very excited that just to have.
Are you accepting an award right now? What is going on?
I was
going
to say, thank you all for these spanking heads.
Okay, they're playing you off.
No, they're not. That's how you start talking. anyway.
Finally, my accompaniment.
That's all I want to say about it.
Okay, well, welcome back.
It was a positive experience.
What if somebody was getting played off at an award show and the music started and they just started singing
along
too.
With it?
Yeah. La, la, la.
Also, thank my agent. I'm sorry I had to fire you. I stand with WGA.
About what we were talking about right before we started.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
About your wife being your best friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you mentioned your friend thought something about you.
My friend Bill W.
You mentioned your friend thought something
it's
about
such
you.
Such a weird, vague way of describing.
I started, and then I was like, I don't have permission to talk about what
it's
you talked
too
about.
Much.
My friend Casey, who is the executive producer
and the Sunshine Band,
Busy Tonight. No, she left the Sunshine Band. She and I used to work together on Best Week Ever with Paul F. Tompkins. Mm-hmm.
And the Sunshine Band?
Yes. The Sunshine Band was a house band for that show.
That would be amazing.
Casey would not appear.
Just the Sunshine Band?
Just the Sunshine
That's
Band.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's Isn't better it without cute? His name in front of it.
Yeah.
Casey.
Yeah. We also had the Hermits without Herman.
Lauren's patience is at an end since she's back from the water.
It's wearing thin.
Where's
people?
That mahalo feeling?
It's there. I'm just a little tired. I'm here.
Family. Ohana means family.
Ohana means family.
And so I, for some reason, was talking about, I think it was about wardrobe for the show. And I said, just for fun, I put on a voice and I said, I want to wear a cream colored jacket. And that vocal affect, like, grossed her out.
Yeah.
Grossed her out.
Yeah.
It sounds like you swallowed a Cadbury egg whole.
I wish I had.
So she was.
Swallowed a Cadbury egg.
She got nauseous from this or it's nauseated,
like it, it's
I guess?
Like it made her teeth itch.
She was
like
repulsed.
That kind of thing. She was repulsed. Mm-hmm. She was repulsed. Good old-fashioned repulsed.
So she is repulsed by you now, ever since then.
Well, no. If I do that voice.
Oh, it's only the voice. So
it wasn't permanent.
That didn't trigger it.
No.
She didn't realize
trigger
he
warning,
was gross.
Snowflake.
So it's not like a gremlin.
No one knows
snowflake.
That I'm gross. No one must ever know. Please
only
don't tell
anyone.
Only
your real best friend knows.
My wife.
But you mentioned your friend, and I didn't hear who you were talking about. I said, Janie.
And then you were like, that's not my friend. That's my wife. But she is my friend.
But, of course,
then
it led us to talking about this whole new thing, which I think is about 10 years old.
No, it's
point.
Older than that.
Is it older than
yes,
that?
Yes,
but
sure.
It's so like some at some point a decade or two decades ago, people thought it was in vogue to start
you really
saying
need it to be 10 years ago.
It was pretty much 2009.
Could be Ted Danson in two decades?
Ted Danson in 2 decades?
Ted Danson 2 decades.
He's older than 20 years.
Sometime when Cheers was on.
But hold on. Really, it's only been max 20 years that people have said that?
I think
is it
so. No,
it was misogynistic before?
No.
Women?
I just remember, before, by the way, we haven't even said what we said, but basically it's in vogue now to say that your wife is your best friend. And I think
not your husband.
Your wife
it
or your husband.
Doesn't go the other
women,
way.
Women,
sorry.
They very clearly do not say my husband is my best friend.
I'm thinking of myself, so I'm saying. But
it kind of is true, though.
Yeah. Well,
but
yeah.
I remember it. I remember it almost as if it were yesterday. But
but it was 10 years ago or more.
It was somewhere in 10 years. Because back then, people would just say, like, oh, no, this is my wife or this is my husband. I love them. And then suddenly people started saying this of like, well, you know what? She's also my best friend.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I have a best friend.
Let there be categories in your life. You
yes.
know, your wife cannot do it all, people.
Yes. Women cannot have it all.
They can't. Okay.
I feel like that's forbidden. I feel like your spouse is your de facto best friend.
Yeah,
you spend the most time with
can
them.
Can I also have a best friend, please?
You've implied that you love them at best friend level because you want to be around them all
yes,
the time.
You yeah. confide in them.
I'm
you,
not marrying my best friend.
No. Why would you?
I married my wife.
And I love her the most.
If I married my best friend, it would be a disaster.
How long have you been friends with your best friends?
Well, how long have I known you?
Oh,
10 years.
Yeah.
The guys who are my best friends I've known since the late 80s.
Yeah.
Ladies. Hey, late 80s. I'm not one of those people who I still keep up with people from high school, but I'm not one of those people. People take such pride in that of like, oh no, my best friends have been my best friends since I was 8 years old. It's like, come on.
My best friend has been my best friend since I was five.
Really?
Yes.
Who's this?
Natalie is her name.
Oh,
hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Does she listen to this?
Oh. Well, then she's not your best friend.
Now there's, you know, there's only so much she can do.
Right.
Is she not going to send us gifts?
She's definitely not.
Oh.
Sorry.
I like this Natalie less than that.
But yeah, that's my like longest best friend. Then my second longest has been my friend since 11.
Let's break this down. I know this is a recurrent relationship for you, so it may be difficult for you to talk
sure.
about.
Sure. She won't listen though, so it's fine.
Okay. So she's your best friend. Are you calling her your best friend simply because you have ever since you were five? Like, is she taking that best friend slot right now? Is she performing the duties of best friend that a best friend would do?
Yes.
And she lives in Chicago?
No, she lives here.
Oh, all right. And you guys see each other all the time and
pretty
you talk
regularly.
All the time?
We text all the time, but we see each other like every couple weeks.
Okay.
But that's how much I see anybody,
sure.
really.
Sure. Does she know who we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why have we never met her?
Because she doesn't, I don't know, come to the things that you guys do. Okay.
Does she like that you do comedy?
Yeah. But she's a painter. Like, she's in a totally different.
I thought you were saying, she's a pain in the ass.
No, she's
a real pain in the ass,
like,
though.
She's in, like, that art community. It's totally different. Like, I only know certain things about her community. And, you know, it's just sure. kind of a, there's not, we our crossover.
Do you think if suddenly a new person came into your life where you're like, I think this person's my best friend now.
I definitely have people that I think are my other best friends.
Right. So like, do you think you could not say that to her? Because it's like, look, we've been having this going since we were five. We cannot stop this train.
Here's what it is. She will always hold the place of my best friend. Like, I introduce her as my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't introduce, like, wild horses as my best friend. If I'm introducing, like, here's my best friend, Mary.
Here's my
like,
best friend, three people.
I just say, yeah, I'm just yeah, like, this is
my
Mary.
Friends. These are
or
my
whatever.
Colleagues.
But I, with her, I will introduce her that way to, like, if she were to meet you, I would probably say right. she's my best friend.
Well, you don't need to because.
Well, now you know.
Best friend is a weird term anyway, isn't it? Like,
it
why
is,
are we qualifying
children
friends?
Children say it.
No, but here's why I say it about her. I like it because it contextualizes her.
Well, also, it makes,
I'm bringing her into a comedy party or something, and I'm like, yes, this is my best
absolutely.
Friend. Like,
well, she's not part of your regular crew
right.
as well, so it's good to, yeah, like, yeah. let everyone know
you need to
the deepness of your relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
She's not
you
just some random
justify
person
her.
Who I said can
here's why she is worthy of being
yes.
here.
Yes.
Right. I feel like it's a thing you say when you're a little kid,
yes.
but as you get older, you realize that really is a true thing. That it's a way that you feel about certain people in your life mm-hmm. that you're like, these people are my best friends and there's no other way. I can't not think of it that way.
Lauren, yeah. How did you meet Natalie? Where and how?
Why?
Kindergarten.
Who?
We
the reporter's questions.
Actually, we met on the first, we saw each other on the first day of school because we are going into different kindergarten classes, but we had the same haircut. And
what? Yeah, describe this haircut.
A mohawk. No, it was just a blonde bob with like straight across bangs.
Okay.
And we both just had the same haircut. And,
and no one else had this haircut?
I don't
this
recall.
This seems pretty
anyone,
standard SOP for children.
Was this like when a bird sees itself in the mirror?
It was kind of weird. I thought that we looked alike. And I wasn't
and
looking in the
her.
Mirror. But
there's
a photograph. Like my mom took a picture of me on the first day of school and she's like in the background.
With
and
what kind of what kind of a camera?
Some bullshit fucking was 90s it? Camera.
So it wasn't a phone. It was like she actually like brought a camera out.
You think I'm eight?
I don't know. We've never talked about it.
We had regular cameras.
Can we talk about it very briefly? You're not 8 years old.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Okay. All right.
I'm just wondering if it was like a disposable, if it was a, you know
it
what I mean? Like,
a,
was it
a real camera?
A real camera? Yeah. Cool.
That she would develop the film mm-hmm. at Osco.
What year was this, by the way?
This was 1990, period.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. Yeah. So 1990. I remember cameras back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
And we're in the same class in first grade. That's where we really became friends. And there you have it.
So you guys, do you remember talking for the first time?
No. I don't really remember any of my conversations from that age. Do you?
You don't?
You don't have transcripts?
I remember.
I haven't read them back.
I remember many of my kindergarten conversations.
I remember my first conversation with my friend Doug. who I still talk to. Well, this is when I moved to my new school. So I was third grade. I was 8. Mm-hmm.
What's this new school all about?
I moved.
When did you move to the school? Why didn't you tell us?
I moved. I grew up, as everyone knows, I grew up in Cypress, California, and I was right there on Beverly Drive. Was it Drive? Beverly? And when I was 8, we moved.
Can I tell you something? I didn't know you grew up in Cypress. I never would have said that.
We all know this.
You say, as we all know, I would have said Orange County.
Jump around. Listen.
Yes.
You were born in Georgia, though.
Why do
you always deny that? You always deny
that. Down there to make Scott?
To make Scott.
The devil went down to Georgia to make Scott.
To the end.
And there was no battle.
No, I moved away from Georgia when I was 6 weeks old or so. Moved to, I think, Los Angeles.
Let's get into that for a second.
Okay.
You're
I don't remember Georgia.
You're a young couple.
Who else?
Were you the oldest sibling?
No.
So,
middle child.
You are.
The parents are a young couple.
You're a young couple.
Yeah.
You have a child already.
Yeah.
You now have a 6-week-old baby.
And they're like, let's move.
You have to move.
Well, it sounds horrible.
It sounds miserable.
My father was in the armed forces. And so.
Thank you for his service.
I swear you've never said that. Has he?
Ask me any questions about myself.
That's not true.
My father went.
But
there are a lot of things, Scott, that we have to wait for you to tell us.
Okay.
Okay.
My father was in Vietnam. Okay.
Okay.
He went to Vietnam. He signed up before the draft in order
to get a good seat.
He wanted
like
to be
Southwest.
First on the plane.
I don't want to miss anything.
I want first class to Vietnam. No, he wanted to. He knew that the draft was coming, so he wanted to fly helicopters. So he heard that if you signed up before the draft that you had a better chance of flying helicopters. So he signed up, flew helicopters in Vietnam. My brother was born in 67. So I think while that was going on, the dates of Vietnam are sort of fuzzy for me, but the late 60s to like early 70s, right?
The 5th to the 30th.
Of May. Of May.
Yeah, Vietnam.
It was quick.
And so my
felt long.
My brother, we're in and out.
My brother Lasting was born effects. In New Mexico.
Okay, hold on.
Then
I'm talking.
He got stationed in Georgia. Uh-huh. I was born in Georgia. Then I think he was out of Vietnam, and so we moved away to California where he grew up and met my mom. Back to LA. Then got to.
You met your mom after having you?
No, 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 no. It was a real glory hole situation.
Then he grew up and met my mom.
That happened to him. He had a different mother than his adopted mother.
Real? Is he adopted?
She adopted him, but cool. I don't know. It's a lot. No one cares about all this stuff.
I do. I'm actually.
Do
interested.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway,
we literally ask questions, and then you're deflecting them.
He moved down to Orange County because from LA,
he's looking for a soul to steal,
and. Because the Air Force Base, the National Guard station is there in Orange County, and he got National Guard fever.
He had to have it, baby.
And he got accepted there. He got a job there. He worked there for many years. That's why I grew up down there.
Oh, cool. I also just discovered that these pens can bend. And
This is more exciting than my story.
I said cool to you and the pen at the same time. And I meant them both equally.
You can ask me. And then he was in as I've talked about on my other show, he was in the movie King Kong because he flew those helicopters.
That's awesome. That's
right. Yes.
I did have a follow up.
Okay.
Now, do you feel
which side of the war was he on in Vietnam?
Oh, well, that's very important. He was with Charlie.
Do you feel like
he almost was killed? I will say, I found that out recently. We had a long car trip where I was moving them out back here to California,
and at the very end,
he's like, "By the way, here's something important."
I almost got killed.
No, I took
you at Christmas.
Bye.
I took the opportunity to ask him like questions about the war because I'd never really heard any of it, and he did tell me a story about flying a helicopter and suddenly there was a combatant who picked up a machine gun and pointed it right at him as he was hovering there, and it jammed. As he was firing right at him. And
your life flashed before his eyes. He's right. Like, I'll never have Scott.
I got to get back there.
The Emmys needs me.
Well, that kind of leads me to my question, which is, Do you feel, did you ever feel like a pressure to follow in his footsteps at all? Or like, even just from yourself, like, oh, I should do something like that, like, because it's so serious.
And well, I think there's a small bit of pressure of like, when you grow up in a family, you know, that's in the armed forces where it's not even like we, I mean, my grandfather also was in the armed forces. So, in World War II. So
my grandpa too.
My dad.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Wow, amazing. Yeah.
But I don't think it was a, you know, being the third generation, I don't, it wasn't like I had pressure to like, you should be in the armed forces too, because I don't think my dad ever even necessarily wanted that for me. I think it was more of like the culture of like armed forces, like manly stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and my dad is a guy who likes art and stuff. So it's not like he's like, you know, what are you doing? Looking at paintings or whatever. Yeah. But it's just more... More like, you know, hey, can't you like sports or a little bit more like that?
Yeah.
But not too bad.
Yeah.
You're a bad boy. My dad, because he was so much older, like military service was not a thing I ever thought about. My older brother was in the Navy and he was lucky that he was in it before all of our current wars.
Yeah, what years?
He got in and out. That's like back when you could actually do it to get money for college.
And right, right. And he was like, later.
Yeah, there was very little danger of you being destroyed overseas.
Right, yeah. Was this pre, like, 90?
Yes, before the first Gulf War.
Okay, before, like, Falklands? Pre that, or?
I think it might have been pre-Falklands as okay. well, yeah.
So, like mid-80s war? Or something? This is a good question.
Honey, I wish we didn't.
Honey, I can't. I wish I had an answer
Could
for you.
Could everyone just be in their country and be fine with it?
And stay there. And don't try to come into ours?
Of course.
I remember my mother used to say she thought that every young man should spend some time in the military.
Interesting. I mean, that is a point of view.
It is a point of view.
If you're not... If there isn't like conflict going on, but
well, because it's like you're just getting trained on how to be like punctual and like follow orders and be
make
a good person
and bounce a quarter off
my,
your bed.
My brother off and he and he listens to the show, right?
After all those workouts,
let's change the subject.
Let's not say we did.
My brother, who does listen to the show,
great.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
I would say
what's his name?
His name is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Mark F. Tompkins?
Mark. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that would be great.
It's not my middle initial. Our last name is F. Tompkins.
F. Tompkins.
You would not, you know, he's a good guy, but it's not like you would say, well,
he's not the greatest.
He's the man he is today because of the Navy.
Sure.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Would he say that, though? Would he say anything to the effect of like, oh, yeah, it taught me. I would say the 2 years.
I'm sure he got a lot out of it.
The
and
2 years
sure
I spent
sure
in,
let me know.
In theater school, I learned how to be punctual because mm-hmm. at the theater school that I was at, they drilled it into you that being on time is 5 minutes early. And if you were ever, they would lock the door to the classrooms at the literal stroke mm-hmm. of when it was supposed to start. And you, the first time that happened, you were sent to the office. And the second time it happened, you were kicked out of school.
So
I was laughing because I was like, I was thinking, did you like being drilled into? And then you said the literal stroke. And then I was like,
oh, man.
I know. I couldn't get him in.
You're so too
I was like,
horny
I
today.
No, I
you're
was,
very
no,
horny
actually,
today.
Actually, what I am, no, and what I am
Lauren?
Is, hold on, I'm in the mood for freedom. And I was also letting you finish. So I'm not
can
even.
Can I finish?
Can't finish.
Do you make so many sex jokes because you're horny all the time?
Yeah, baby. Just like Austin Powers.
But I wonder if he would, I wonder if Mark would say, oh, those two, how many years was there? Two, three, something like that?
15.
15? Oh,
no.
15.
No, he wasn't.
But I wonder if he would say like, oh yeah, I learned, you know.
I think it
like
might have
40%
been like,
of my personality is because of that.
Wow, of my personality.
40% of my personality. So before he was basically a shell. Then he went in, got 40% there.
He was an amorphous blob, and the Navy made him into a human being.
Yeah.
And he still wears a sailor suit everywhere he goes.
Like, well, that's just
cute. But pantsless like Daffy Duck.
It's filthy.
It's filthy. It doesn't fit anymore.
He only has one.
Yeah, I love that.
When I was 17, about to turn 18. When I was 17, about to turn 18 in high school, the Army recruiters would come around
you
all the time.
You were 17.
Going on 18. And they would take.
Oh, you strung that one guy along.
Yeah, they would take you out to, they would take you out to lunch to try right. to get you to join up.
You
yeah.
told a story.
Whoa,
before.
No.
Uh-oh.
So Shevin's coming at you with a spanking pen. Come on,
I
Chef.
Feel like you saw these pens.
Come
and you're
on,
like,
I gotta get
these up my butt.
You gotta get up, Chef, and you're wasting time.
No, hold on.
What do you mean?
Hold on. The whole spanking thing. Let's re-examine this.
Why? Because of Me Too? What if
Chevin doesn't enjoy doing this?
Chevin, do you enjoy it?
Look at his big smile. He loves it.
It's not about enjoy. I mean? It's not about enjoy. It's part of his job. Yeah, because I mean, I don't enjoy it. Part of my job.
It shouldn't be part of his job to use.
You came up with this.
I know.
Fine.
If he doesn't like to do it,
spank yourself.
I will spank myself.
And I'm going to take a video.
No.
You have to get documentation.
No, I don't want any video.
No one will believe. Are you serious?
Just a still photo then.
No photos, no video.
A boomerang.
No boomerang.
It's funnier. Boomerang. Hold on.
The cap flew off and the thing went flying across the room towards Lauren.
Okay. I call that a spanking fail. Would have been different if Chevin did
spanking
it.
Spanking fail.
Oh, that's a great playlist.
Okay, guys, we need to take a break.
Do we?
We're going to come back and then we'll talk about Lauren being in the armed forces. Okay. You're in the Israeli Air Force.
I was briefly.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We'll be right back with more Three Dog.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We did it. We love you.
One thing I did want to say about the helicopters, because my grandfather flew them and my father flew them. They both flew me in helicopters growing up, ostensibly as a treat sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I would get very, very airsick. And that's where I really felt like I let them both down.
Right.
Because I just
this like. This is like their thing.
This is their thing. They're like, hey, you know, I mean, it is kind of. I remember we went to Texas, to Carlsbad, to the caverns and all that. And my grandfather flew us there. And I was just like.
You got grandfathered in?
I got grandfathered into Texas.
That's how it works.
And I was just like.
Try to go in without a grandpa.
I dare you.
Try.
I fucking dare you.
I literally dare you.
And I was just like, grandfather.
What?
The entire time.
You know what?
Do you ever think?
You're worse than I am.
Did you ever?
I know.
Oh, this is an interesting question. Which of you is worse?
Whose mind has been wrecked
Scott's
worse?
Scott's worse because it's sick when he does it.
Yeah.
Did that ever make you think that you are not your father's son? That your mother had an affair?
Because you're sick or because you're gross?
My parents gave me the 23andMe stuff the other day. Uh-huh. And that leads me to believe that I am truly their child.
Yeah,
because I don't think you get that from your parents unless... You, I don't know if you read
They're not going to give it to you. Like, they're not going to be like, let's show him the facts.
Well, I don't know if you, there was some Twitter thread about a woman, I believe, who gave everyone in her family 23andMe stuff for Christmas. And suddenly the mom started like
panicking
and going, oh, we don't have to do this. You know, I think one of us can do, like, why don't we'll just do it. And then it's a waste of money if everyone does it. Right.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And then suddenly like went upstairs and started having like loud conversations with her husband. And then finally, after a few hours, came downstairs and let them know that they were adopted.
Oh, wow. But they were like, were they adults? So
they were adults. Yeah.
And they did not know that they were adopted.
That's not right, I don't think. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I guess I can't say that 100%.
Yeah.
But it feels like something that you should have the right to know.
It never occurred to me that people would not tell their kids at some point that they were adopted.
I think it was.
I thought that was just a standard thing.
I thought so too, but I also maybe, now feel that I shouldn't say that blanket.
Like, I guess you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I started.
Maybe some people would be like, actually, it's my right not to. And then I have to like deal with that.
I started thinking about the major life changes or things in life that could be incorrect that you just assume about. And I started thinking about like, oh, I technically wonder if I could have a kid out there. And I started like going through every relationship that I had.
And you got to two and then you're like, done. And
fuck you!
But I started thinking about like, okay, had I seen them after 9 months after we stopped dating, and have I seen, you know, and I think there's like maybe three hanging threads out there that like technically I could have like a 25-year-old kid out there somewhere, but I think it's very unlikely.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think so too.
But I know Lauren, like that, you wouldn't have that experience. But
no, because I have a vagina.
Really? Tell us more.
No. I don't even know what you mean.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like, are there any? But that's one of them.
You couldn't have children.
Yeah,
that you
I wouldn't know
about.
If I did.
Yeah.
But
that's one of those experiences. I mean, of like, oh, are your parents actually your parents?
Yeah, it's crazy because my parents did 23andMe, and I just read those results, and that was like, I'm 50% of this and 50% of that.
Yeah. We did it. Janie and I did it too, and it was disappointingly unsurprising.
Mine was exactly what we've been saying forever. Yeah. It was like, okay.
I was convinced though it was going to be something different. I don't know why. On my dad's side, I was like, I don't think we're as Irish as we claim to be. And then it was. It absolutely was.
I grew up saying I was German and Polish, and I remember always having like deep shame about the Polish part of it because of all the Polish jokes when I was growing up. Like that was a big thing.
That you would tell?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, that was really big in the 80s, wasn't it?
I had a book.
So why,
there's a book. Yeah, you could buy it at like airports and stuff.
I remember having a book that was, no one remembers joke books, but joke books were a big deal.
Well, there's the Truly Tasteless Joke Book.
Yeah. There were a lot of ethnic joke books. And I remember one that was, it was an Italian joke book on one side, and then you flipped it over and it was a Polish joke book on the other side. And the joke, part of the joke being that the cover's on the wrong side because it's the Polish book.
Right.
And I was like,
huh?
It was so weird. It was two books.
I see what you're saying.
So you flip it upside down and the cover is going the wrong way. It's a Polish joke book.
I see. So why do we hate Polish people?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Why do we hate them?
What's happening?
I could never figure it out because no one I knew, you know, I think it's more of a metro, maybe it was more of a metropolitan area type of thing or certain areas, but like people would tell Polish jokes when I was young, even though no one we knew was Polish.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard things like that, but I don't know why. Yeah, I feel like I understand it as being a part of the cultural.
It's really weird. And it's weird how much of that was just like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
I remember reading in some book of facts that the same jokes that are Polish jokes to us in France are English jokes.
Right.
They're just English people.
Every
culture has the
culture they hate.
They must demonize
that they say is stupid.
As
really
idiots.
Stupid.
But anyway, so I always had big shame of like people would say, what are you? I would go, oh, German. And then if I felt like
you
confiding,
look Polish,
I would say, oh, a little bit of Polish. But I guess because my parents did the 23andMe, it's mainly Swedish or something like that.
Oh, you look Swedish too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
I can see that.
I did not do my own because if I ever murder someone, I don't want that information out there.
Well, that's what came out though, that like, then they
you
were going
to
use the DNA for like all sorts of stuff.
To incriminate people for murders.
I mean, that's kind of good.
Dan, I don't know. I don't like
it. But not the murder part, but the
the concept of murder.
That's kind of good. People killing people. No, but I mean.
What do you think about it?
It's kind of good. Like, I thought they were using it also for like ads and like shit like that, where it's like they're basically using it as sort of a way to
like demographics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, using your data for, like, information.
Oh, they may be, yeah. I don't
but,
know.
Like, but,
oh, it's all evil.
I think finding a murderer is kind of a good thing. I don't really know who should get away with
so
murder.
So do you think that the government...
You don't?
Except for... Do you think the government... Lauren,
this is a very childish worldview. I know who should get away with murder, and I think anyone, any thinking person does.
Lauren, do you think the government should have a database of every single person's DNA? Like, the moment you're born, you get your DNA on file?
It's probably going to come to that, don't you think?
No.
It's like Big Brother bullshit. They're going to... We're using our eyeballs to check in on a plane. Yeah, yeah, like, that's weird.
It is weird.
I have, you know, we have an Alexa at home. We've done 23andMe. I've given my fingerprints, you know, for TSA pre-check. The final thing for me is clear.
Yeah, I haven't gone clear.
Because you have to like ejaculate for that, or what do you have to do?
Oh, but you have to go clear.
No, you can. You
have to go clear. So you have to drink lots of fluids.
That's right.
And you also have to become a Scientologist.
They do a retinal scan, and it's like, I don't know why I'm drawing. I've given up. You've given up everything already.
Also, like,
but I weirdly draw the line at that.
Well, TSA pre-check is enough of a pass through things. Like, I need to go so fast, I got to look at something and then walk through. It's like, where am I going? Like, I'm always early for the airport. It's fine. Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe you could come late one day.
And then just look with my eyes and get on the plane.
Think how much time you could save.
Sounds great.
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of feel like the older I get too, it's like, you want it? Go ahead and have it. This stuff is worthless.
I know.
All my info is worthless.
It's the soft surrender, you know? Yeah. It's like,
but that's why I'm saying I think it'll happen. I think it'll be a thing where everyone's in a database.
I don't think they can. I think the government, I mean, it's the freedoms.
If we keep having psychopaths in charge.
The problem is we're giving it willingly. That's
well, that's, yeah, exactly.
You know, like we're giving up all of our freedoms.
Yeah. Well, but because of our egos. I mean, like 23andMe is like a fully like ego-based project.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, like, also
I
all of our-
I gotta know what I am. Like now.
All of our social media, we're telling everyone where we are and what we think all the time.
Yeah. So I'm saying it's all part of it.
Is this the Joe Rogan podcast?
Look, I'm not saying I'm going to stop doing any of that stuff. I'm just saying I'm aware.
Do you remember Dan? I don't know if you were there for this conversation. Dan Adute from Bajillion
Dollar
Properties.
Friend Dan Adute, yes. Dan he's Adute. In Bajillion Dollar
Properties. He's Iranian, of Iranian descent. And he said there's like in Iran, there's different jokes about different regions, you know, like you would tell Polish jokes, like you would tell ethnic jokes. And so there's like one region where people are really cheap. There's one region where people are really dumb. But there's also a region where the thing about them is they're scared.
They're scared. So they're easily frightened.
Yeah, they'll make jokes.
Or cowardly.
They'll make jokes where the punchline is like, this person from here is scared.
That's funny. I had a friend in elementary school who was from Iran, and then she moved back, and we were pen pals for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she cut her hair to look like a boy. She like to like kind of get a like. I don't even know exactly what
was this like a bowl cut with bangs.
Essentially, I mean, are you describing my cut?
All children's haircuts are exactly the same.
I didn't have a bowl cut. I had a bob.
A
bowl cut is way more like.
That's
80s.
What I used to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but I just remember like very vaguely this like letter where she was talking about she had to pretend to be a boy to like get through and do certain things in her town.
Good
and stuff.
God.
Yeah, I know.
To do what?
I can't remember. I'm sure I still have the letters though.
I gotta pretend to be a boy to stand up to pee.
I'll find the letter. Anyway.
You'll find the letter?
You had a lot of pen pals.
I did, and I saved every single
Where do you still have all
where
of them?
Do you have yeah. Where do you keep them?
My parents' house. But my mom would love it if I would take them all. So I guess I'll take it. I have a lot of them at my house now. But it's a hassle.
It's a hassle to take it out of your parents' house.
Yeah, it's like heavy ass shit. Like,
but where are they? Boxes?
I have a lot of boxes, like big like Rubbermaid containers full of stuff.
Could you digitize them and...
That's more work. But I should actually. You know what I should do? I should send it to one of those companies that does it and then just have
Sure. I'm starting a company.
You are?
Yeah. $100,000.
You want to digitize my...
$100,000.
Not a deal, my friend.
Family discount.
I did do Legacy Box for all my home movies.
What is that?
Somebody had an ad for it on a podcast. Mm. And
so they take your home movies from another format and
yeah,
turn
any
it
format
into,
at all wow. And photos and everything.
Great.
And so, but I sent in, I had all these like home movies that were on like VHS and also like those small camera tapes
of you as a child or
yeah,
is, or
and then
you,
all just
you
stuff
sitting
I didn't
around
or
at
you
home
just
right
at
now.
Home. Yeah. Anything that took place in my home.
No, I didn't even know what they were really because we didn't have a camera. My aunt had the camera, so she gave me all the videos that she had.
You're talking
had.
About your mom had a camera. This is
that
very
was a
suspicious.
Photo camera. We didn't
There's
have a
different
video
kinds
camera.
Of cameras.
Take
Scott.
Enough of those and we you make movies.
We didn't have a video camera.
We had a camera that was a potato.
Oh. Yes.
You learned about it in science class.
I saved them all for Christmas and showed everyone on Christmas the home videos.
Oh, really? How long was it?
I wasn't able to edit it because my computer kept freezing. So I just like was skipping around to parts that I marked as being cool. And
like the dirty parts.
Yeah, the dirty parts, baby.
Dirty parts.
Dirty pop. And it was very wonderful because I had never seen any of them and I didn't even know what they were going to be. And so it was really cool. I had, you know, like sometimes I think people have home movies that they've watched over and over again, like throughout their life because it was like a special. We didn't have them ever, so I never even knew. And there was so much cute stuff on there. It was so, it made me really sad. It made me feel
Why did it
really,
make you sad?
Because it's just like growing up is, it's sometimes just
we're
so,
all going to die.
It's so sad. I could just cry. It's just so
please
hard
don't
to,
cry
sometimes
right now.
Looking at like nostalgic things is like.
Don't I get a vote?
Can I
okay,
cry?
Yeah.
I would love it if you cried right now.
Okay, we need a tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Wait, Seven. We're tied. I said don't cry and you said cry and suddenly she's crying?
You guys, stop. Stop fighting. No. I don't know. Do you feel that way when you look back at things like that?
Do you feel wistful for youth that you wish you could go back there and you don't like being older?
I feel wistful for it, but I also just feel like just looking at everyone, it's just like, oh, everyone's getting older and it's like crazy. And then thinking about my nephews who are like the age that I was in the videos and I'm like, and they're going to be looking back at the videos. I can't, like, it's like too much.
Are you not a nostalgic person in general?
I'm very nostalgic.
Oh, but maybe I feel too much.
That's
the problem.
Thing. Yeah, I think I like really, I'm like, oh.
I will, if I see, we didn't have any home movies. We had no home movies. But there's, you know, there's obviously pictures when we were little kids and
obviously
more pictures obviously. Of the older kids and fewer pictures of the younger kids.
No. Yeah. I think my brother had a ton of pictures and then I'm the middle. So I think I have like a few babies and then I jump to six or so.
Yeah.
But then I remember there were, and I think I may have talked about this before. I remember at birthday parties.
I got a pen ready.
I remember at birthday parties and things. They would like get out the camera because we loved having our pictures taken, but we didn't have any concept of pictures getting developed or anything. So they
so
would
just
like
keep them. In
there would
roles?
Be no film in the camera. It would just be the flash.
What?
Oh my God. That's so old. Timey.
So you loved having your pictures taken. You just didn't like
they
the
were
picture.
Just like,
well, we would forget about it. You know
forget
what I mean?
Forget about
like,
it.
Like 6 years old. Like, hey, Brasco. Where are those pictures?
You know, I do think it's weird that little kids now can immediately see the picture and they want to.
Yeah.
I think
it's
weird. I think it gives you a weird sense of yourself from a young age. Probably be really
why
fucked
shouldn't
up in the
future.
You? Because it's like
just because we grew up having to develop pictures, you think everyone should have to develop
no, not
pictures?
Develop
that's
them,
ludicrous.
But don't you think that there's something about your the way your self
take
esteem
a strong stance.
No, but the way
to
listen,
make good radio.
The way your self esteem develops without like having a ton of mirrors, cameras that you're watching the video back and forth, like pictures that you can look at directly after they take them, so you see what you look like right now instantly.
So
all
you
the
think
time.
That your self esteem develops without having any concept of what you look like to other people?
I think it's better. Mm. I think I thought I was gross and that's fine, but I had to go
shouldn't
through all of
shouldn't you know
that.
You're gross if you're gross?
I don't think it would have been helpful for me to see a bunch of pictures as a, when your brain is really like developing when you're really little. Like babies will run over and want to see it. I'm like, why do they need to understand what the concept of their being?
I hated pictures of me. We had 5 or 6 family photos, you know, like every 3 or 4 years we would go to our church friends who were, he was a photographer. We would go to them, take the posed family photo. And we put 5 of those framed in the hallway leading into our house. And I hated having people over because it was like, you knew anytime I had a friend over, they would go through that hall and they go, ha ha, you look like a dork. And I hated those photos. And it wasn't until you get older, you go, oh, those are fine. They're just like,
they're just capturing
you're younger.
A moment in time.
They're capturing them. But because you're like 3 years younger.
What a weird thing.
Oh no.
I don't
it's
know.
So embarrassing. Like baby pictures and stuff when you're a kid still. It's like, don't look at that. But I also, we went to Sears
I
one
never
time.
I had a problem with that.
I don't know what it is.
I was a cute kid.
I don't know what it is about
it
me or whatever.
It was indisputable.
No, a lot of kids felt like that, I think, where they'd be like, oh, it's so embarrassing. My mom has all these pictures up on the walls.
Yeah. But why would other kids make fun of the photos?
Because you look like a dork. It's fun. We had one where we went to like Sears or whatever, and my brother and I look so dorky. It's so funny to me. And it was so many, we hated, but we were so mad.
Why? You have glasses, I bet.
I do. Actually, I think I didn't
did you
have
take
them
off?
Yet. No, I didn't have them yet.
Oh.
But my hair looks dumb and like it's all like done or whatever.
And are you sort of like.
And I'm like.
Hey.
And I had like my really big overbite. So I was like. My brother was like hating it. And he's like smiling like. Like when, like,
when will this,
like,
be over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I also so hated funny. About the family photo part of it is like invariably I had poor relationships with every single member of my family while we were taking the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To have to act
so
like you like these people is just exhausting.
Were you
get me. We did some Sears session where
SS.
We did an SS. A real blitzkrieg.
Sears sesh.
We went and I haven't seen from this session the entire family, but I've seen a picture of my mom with my three sisters and my dad with me and my two brothers. Mm. And in this picture, my dad looks furious.
Really?
It is chilling. Like, I'd forgotten about it.
Did you see the whole roll and he was furious the way through?
No, no.
Or was it just like...
It was just a snapshot that was in with a bunch of other pictures.
Wow.
And I looked at him like, oh my God, why is he so mad? It's not
but
good.
But who knows what happened right before that? And they're like, we had to take a picture now.
And I have
a vague memory of it, but it's like, I think it was like after high school. Like, I think we were all like young adults. Like my brothers and I were young adults. It's weird, but he looks mad.
But it's just one photo. That's why anytime you see like a photo from the White House or something like that, where people are like staring at the president and they're, oh, you can tell he's hates him or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just one image.
It's a
like
second.
Two seconds later, he's probably smiling.
Right.
Or whatever. But yeah, I hated going to those things and the poses you had to do and the put your arm on this and put your arm on this.
But now they're fun and ironic.
Yes.
Although I think there are a ton of people who still do it for real.
Right.
I never liked the school photographer. Like the
that's
people that
hell.
I was embarrassed of my teeth because I had a gap in my teeth and I had a broken tooth for the longest I had a broken tooth for the longest time. And so I didn't want to smile with my teeth.
Right.
And so the guy would always, whoever it was, every year would try to make
smile,
me do it. And it's
smile,
like, I don't want to do it. And they have their stupid
is
jokes.
Do they get
like,
bonuses if you smile?
There are so many. I mean, I think it's...
Or is it just if...
I think they get complaints if you don't.
Yeah,
do you think
not
now they
smile,
do
yeah.
like a thing where you can pick what you want? Like they'll give you like three digital options or something?
Maybe.
Like, I hated that it was like...
Do they still
it was
have...
one and done. And if you didn't like it, like you could do retakes, but then that's your only other chance.
Here, I did it. There was one for my senior portrait. That I actually
I see this shit.
There we go.
You're so handsome. Oh my God, I love it.
Give me that phone. Oh, you look great. Oh, I wish I looked that good.
Did you hate it?
Yeah, I did.
What a
dork. It's a good picture.
I did. That was not like the one that got printed up. This was like a proof.
Yeah.
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 I hated every single year the photos. I hated when they would come out. I hated when people would make fun of you after they come out. Yeah. I mean, and
it was kind of nerve wracking.
I felt like that was unique to me, but maybe it's universal, but I don't know. I just felt, I felt ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help that every single kid I went to class with told me I was ugly and said that, and it was just accepted that I was like the nerd and
really?
the least desirable person in my class.
Well, that's very hurtful.
So
you see, this is why you do this.
Maybe.
I remember picture
day
being a weird combination of excitement and dread. Like I was very, I liked the idea of like, I'm wearing a different outfit than I have to wear because I went to school where we had to wear a uniform.
Oh yeah, the Catholic, yeah.
And there was something about it that was like, I liked the idea.
You like peacocking.
I like peacocking. So
well,
I would wear my
wear
fairy
your
top hat.
Thing.
My goggles.
Yeah. Your steampunk goggles. That's
right. You do card tricks.
It was like a day where you'd be like, oh, I got to wear my coolest shirt, or like the shirt I look the best in. Well, even though it ends up being a teeny black and white.
Also,
they have them there in your house.
I didn't know how to dress, and my parents didn't know how to dress me. So it was like, okay, let's go get you an outfit for picture day.
Yeah.
And I never felt like I looked good in them. They didn't, you know what I mean?
It was. That's a very specific childhood thing too. When you're trying to figure out your own style.
Yeah. And also
you're
my
just
dad,
like a little kid.
And my dad
like,
cut
I know that I don't want to wear this thing you want me to wear.
Yeah.
My dad cut my hair until I was, 14 or whatever. And then
did he do like a buzz cut?
He would do bowl cuts. He would do buzz cuts. He would. Yeah. And then I think around 14.
Bees cuts.
D's nuts.
Bowls, bees, D's nuts.
Around 14, a Supercuts opened up on my block and I was like, oh, let me try to go in there. And I went in there and they gave me like okay haircuts. And then when I was 18, my friend who cut hair was like, gave me a real haircut finally.
Yeah.
When I was in college, he was like, why do you wear your hair that way?
I remember then,
I talked about this. So
you
finally,
put gel in your hair.
Yeah. So finally at 18, I remember I was working at Knott's Berry Farm and I just graduated high school and I saw some girls from high school and I had my new haircut and they were like, wow, you look really good. It was the first time I ever felt like I actually looked good.
And it's like you could have been looking good.
Yes.
The whole time.
This is the thing. If parents, I don't care that you don't know anything about fashion or whatever.
You just don't understand.
Hire a stylist for your children.
All I'm saying is hire a stylist for $5,000 a month.
And would it kill you to get a publicist for your child?
Yeah, I know it wouldn't.
What's the point of taking those pictures if you're not going to get them out there?
Exactly. The people want to see you.
Yes.
All right, we need to take another break. We'll be right back.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Welcome back to Threedom.
Welcome back to you and me.
It's time for us to play a feature.
Look, we have no choice.
We have no choice but to play a feature.
We've told you we will do it every time, so we got to do it
So we're going to do it now. This one is called How's Yours?
I beg your pardon.
I'm lost.
How's yours?
Lauren just gave me a look. Like sort of rolling her eyes, but then also like, huh?
Can you believe I said it?
Can you believe it? Aren't I a stinker?
Look at me. I'm a little stinker.
Cream-colored jacket.
All right. In this game, a feature. It's more of a feature.
More of a feature than a game.
A group of people. That would be us.
And everyone knows the distinction.
This is going to be two against one. We team up against one guesser to give clues that strike a balance between too easy and too hard. It's kind of like 20 questions, but the only question the guesser can ask is, how's yours? So here's what'll happen. One of us will leave the room. I'm guessing it'll be Paul.
Okay.
Paul leaves the room.
Or I could cover my ears and hum a tune, it says.
You could, but I want you to leave the room. Meanwhile, Lauren and I will come up with something that everyone, the three of us, has, owns or has. A few examples might be an email account, a passport. I'm assuming we all have a passport. Oh, that's right. I think we've all, we've all been out of the country together. We all have passports.
That's right.
We were all in Australia together. Australia.
We were down under.
A refrigerator or a degree. Well, why would everyone have a degree?
That's a little rude.
That's rude.
Elite game.
What an elite game.
Once we've decided, Lauren and I decided, Paul comes back in and approaches us with, or one of us.
With great trepidation.
He approaches scared, like someone from a certain neighborhood in Iran.
A certain neighborhood in Iran.
We take you now.
So you approach us with the question, how's yours? The question person, I guess that would be you come to one of us, gives a truthful clue that will eventually help the guesser figure it out, but nothing too vague or nothing too obvious. The guesser is only allowed one guess per clue given, and the guesser can either go around asking in a fair circle or pick on people indiscriminately for clues. What?
There's only a couple of us, so.
Vague clues like mine's made of matter or mine's pretty good are pointless because the guesser will never get any closer.
Mine's made of matter. Who would say that, nerd?
Scott.
If your clue's too obvious and the guesser guesses the object on your clue, then you lose and you're the next guesser. If the item is a passport, for example, you probably don't want to say, mine is full of stamps. Why would you say mine is full of stamps?
Why? Yeah.
Because that could be
anything.
No, what else is full of stamps?
My stamp container.
A box of stamps.
You'll narrow it down pretty fast.
Better clues for passport.
A bunch of tramps.
Here's their examples of better clues for passport. Mine might have been worth something in the black market. Or mine has an expiration date.
All right, get out of the room.
Get out.
So now, just to review, the only question I'm allowed to ask is how's yours?
And you have to ask it to an alternate,
and
go back and forth.
And we're just going
to
assume you have it. Okay. It's like you might not, but just assume it's you could have it.
Something common that most people have. It's, we're not going to say it's something that all
passport.
Three of us have. Yeah. It's going to be a passport.
It's going to be a passport.
So I can only ask the only
Get
things.
Out!
Hold on. I just want to make sure. The only things I can do are I can ask, how's yours?
That's
and
it.
I can make a guess.
Yes. Okay. You. I think you guess every single time. There's no consequence of you getting it wrong.
So. Get out.
Get the fuck out of there.
I'm
going to
be gone for a while.
Okay. It's not going to take long.
Passport?
Should we do it?
No.
Okay. I was thinking like a DVD player.
Oh, great.
Is that good?
Should it be a DVD Blu-ray combo or?
Sure. I mean, sure.
Okay.
Or could be.
No, save it.
Okay. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, we've hit on something good. Okay. Tell me something good.
Come back!
But yeah, turn those lights off too.
Oh my God, make it more romantic in here.
Yeah, turn the lights off. I like that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I like this so much better.
This is so nice and cozy.
Yeah.
You guys don't know, but now
I tried
cozy.
To tell everyone for years.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Mm-hmm.
How's yours?
It's this. She was looking at me, Lauren.
I don't care.
I was so clearly.
I thought it was at the group. I didn't know. Go.
I was so clearly looking only at him. I get where your siblings would think.
Yeah. I know. I think it's all about me, baby. That's the problem. All right.
Scott, how's yours?
It opens and shuts. You can guess.
Suitcase.
That's not it.
Lauren, how's yours?
It likes when you push the button.
Laptop.
It likes when you... That's not a good clue.
Laptop?
I know what it is.
Okay, fine.
It's not a good clue.
Fine.
It does not like it. You're lying.
These have to be sexual.
And these are not anthropomorphic items as well.
Fine. It's shiny.
It's shiny.
How
You've given him two clues. What if they're not shiny?
Mine is.
I said laptop. Is that not true?
No.
It's not true.
Scott, how's yours?
It breaks after about 2 years.
It breaks after about
That's
2 years.
It's not even
years.
True.
Have you ever heard of planned obsolescence?
This fucking stuff.
Yeah, I have.
Is it your phone? Your cell phone?
No.
How's yours?
It's black and about the size.
White and red all over.
Red box. But not the height.
It's black. It's the size of a red box, but not the height.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The two-dimensional properties of it?
Yeah, the width of a bread box.
The width and the length.
The bread box, but not the H. Come on, so obvious.
from shiny, don't you know this?
It's shiny and black.
Opens and shuts.
Opens and shuts, breaks within 2 years. Because of planned obsolescence.
I just realized, are they going to keep in the part where we discuss what it is
so
the audience knows? Okay.
It likes when you push the button.
I don't know.
ask another question.
Is it a car?
No.
It's not a car.
How's yours?
It's provided entertainment for the entire family.
Is it a cable box?
No. So close.
How's yours?
It accepts. It accepts flat rounds.
Flat rounds. You are insane.
Is it a DVD player?
You got
yes! It! Get out, Lauren!
Bye!
Get out!
I'm leaving!
God.
It accepts flat rounds.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
What do you think? Maybe.
Does Lauren have a penis?
She mentioned a vagina earlier in the show, so
yes, yeah. Good catch.
Maybe a piece of clothing, like a boot.
A boot
or a belt,
a scarf.
Okay.
Do you have a scarf?
I have a scarf.
I have a scarf.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Scarf.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
Lauren is re-entering the room. Lauren is sitting down and placing her headphones.
How's yours?
It's practical.
Is it a pencil?
No.
How's yours?
It's prevented me from catching cold.
Is it a jacket?
No.
Is it a jacket?
Is that your jacket?
It's stylish.
Is it a winter cap?
No.
How's yours?
My grandmother made it.
Is it a sweater?
Nice.
How's yours?
It's scratchy.
Is it a quilt?
No.
How's yours?
It disguises my aging.
Is it a scarf?
Yeah!
Yay!
You've done it.
How's yours?
How's yours?
Bye.
Now, let's make it really good.
Let's make it really fucking hard.
Okay.
Do you have any scars?
Let's make it,
We've done clothing. We've done electronic item.
How about like a hamper?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, it could be anything.
I'm back.
He's running around the room.
He's going crazy. He's like a chicken with his head cut off.
Lauren.
Yours.
It's tall and thin.
Is it a comically exaggeratedly large pencil?
Fuck.
Nope.
Oh. Were you listening?
Were you listening?
Paul, how's yours?
Helpful.
Is it one of those guards at Buckingham Palace?
Nigh.
Lauren, how's yours?
It protects. It's good for sorting.
Is it the sorting hat?
No.
At the Wizarding World of Harry Potter?
Everyone doesn't have one of those. Just
Paul,
you.
How's yours?
It's used every day.
Sorting and used every day. Sorting. Tall, thin. Used every single day.
Can you hear him?
No.
I can hear him.
Is it a mirror? No. Lauren, how's yours?
It's used by the entire family.
Is it? I don't even know. I'm not even going to guess. Paul, how's yours?
What?
No guess. Well, turning the game on its head, I see.
It's heavy. It's heavy sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes. Only occasionally heavy. So if it would fill up with water, it would be heavy. I don't know what else could make something heavy. I guess is it a scale?
No.
Some scales are tall and thin. Lauren, how's yours?
It becomes heavier as the week progresses.
Is it a trash can?
No.
A recyclable? The recycle?
No, but you're not.
Okay, Paul, how's yours?
I mean, it's It's handled.
Useless motherfucker.
It's made of matter.
Oh, meaning it has handles on it?
Is that what I mean?
Is it the recycling?
No.
Okay. No, it still isn't.
Well, I didn't know if I was allowed it last time because you guys got all.
Worked.
Lauren, how's yours?
It contains colors of all types and shapes.
Flat rounds?
Flat rounds. Flat rounds can't go in here. Flat rounds. No, it doesn't accept flat rounds.
It doesn't accept flat rounds?
No. It accepts soft shapes.
Is it the garbage disposal?
No.
No, because that's not tall. Like, although my sink
tall,
is kind of tall.
Thin sorting.
Tall,
thin,
used every day. Handles. That's the, oh gosh. Paul, how's yours?
Sometimes it's smelly.
God, this it has to do with the garbage and
no!
Hey, hey, ask me how mine is.
This guy's got garbage on the brain.
Because I can change something that might change
it. Lauren, how's yours?
It's not always tall and thin. Mine is tall and thin, but some people's are short and wide.
Is it a bread box?
No.
Paul, how's yours?
It's tall and thin.
It's, give me something new.
It's mine has wheels.
I'll give you something new.
Okay.
Mine's hidden away.
This is the garbage can. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, it's the garbage can of people.
This is a coffin?
This you probably don't know because you have a maid.
Oh, wait, is it?
It's a garbage can.
Do you mean a toilet? Oh, the garbage can of people?
No.
Wait, a vacuum or what?
I think it has handles. It can be short and wide or tall and thin. It accepts many soft colors. It can smell sometimes. It gets heavier throughout the week.
The vacuum?
No.
Dude,
give me something else. Come on, guys.
And when it's empty, you got everything you need for the week.
Is it a shopping thing?
My wife and I.
How's yours?
My wife and I each have one of our own.
This is...
Mine are segregated by color.
Segregation? Oh, wait, is a laundry hamper?
Yes!
Oh! It's used every day. Smelly. Oh,
the garbage can of people!
Yeah, it's where the people put the clothes garbage.
I don't use mine every day. Sometimes
Okay, you keep your stinky underwear for the
sometimes,
next day.
Sometimes I wear my underwear on my head.
Okay.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
What a feature. What an incredible feature. How's yours?
And everyone can play that at home.
You can play that at home.
Very easy.
Play it at work.
Yeah.
Get fired.
See if we care. Right.
Give you more time to listen. All right, that's going to do it for us. We will see you next time on 3Dom.
We love you.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.